sometime around 2 o'clock, 1108 Orleans, single-family residential home, was found to be on fire. Our fire department was contacted, and they extinguished the fire. I arrived to investigate the fire at about 3 o'clock. The fire destroyed pretty much all the home. There was no injuries. Firefighters are civilians. The family that had been living in the home, which were descendants of the gentleman that owned the home originally, they had been temporarily living with her mother because of caring for her mother, and was not living at the home presently. They had all the utilities cut off while they weren't staying there, although they were keeping all their property there. So they lost all their property, clothing, and such as that in the fire. However, they were living at another house in Bryan, and so they're all fine.
So is it a total loss of the home?
Yes, the home is a total loss. We have some partial outside walls standing, 2 to 3 feet of outside wall brick, but that's pretty much it, and the slab.
So is it a historical home?
It is. It is not a historical home. It was built by the deceased gentleman and his father and his sons back in the 80s.
Okay, so it was an older house, but it wasn't that old. Do you have any clues of what might have caused it, especially considering that all the utilities were turned off?
Well, because of the utilities being turned off, we are looking at it as a suspicious fire. There is no direct good reasoning for the cause at this time. So this is a suspicious fire, and that's we'll be looking into it. The weather has slowed us down a bit in getting a really good start on aggressively going in and working the structure as far as digging out the scene and investigating it physically at the scene. But we will be doing that as soon as the weather breaks, and we'll just see what turns up.
And let's see, was it a while before the family realized that the house was on fire, since they weren't even staying there?
It does appear that the fire got a good start, a very good start, probably because all the neighborhood was asleep. There was the first person alerted by it happened to be walking by, going down the street, noticed it, and then contacted somebody in a nearby home to make the call to 911. But it's believed that the fire had gotten a really good start on the home before anybody ever saw it was on fire.
I see. Do you have any other thoughts?
At this time, it'd be purely speculation since we haven't even gotten to get on the scene. We've done family interview, but that's as far as we've gotten, so it's too early to speculate.